fine. And we're back.
Silly girl.
And we're back.
We never, some of us never left.
The play button has been pushed. You're listening to the Renegade Rebel Witch Show. Yeah. I'm Once Audrey Dana.
And Roxanne, your Renegade Rebel Witch. And we have the most beautiful Michelle Karen here with us that was giving us great wisdom. Speaking to the microphone. Thanks for giving us some great wisdom about the eclipses. Man, awesome. And you know what? It really does make sense.
It does make sense. But now, before we ask her that question again, I'd like to know, like, so I'm looking at your website right now, michellekaren.com. And it says astrology, shamanism, mystical journeys. How would you classify yourself? If I came up to you on the street and said, what are you all about? What would your answer be?
Empowering people. That's what I'm about.
Okay.
And these are all tools, whether it's astrology, shamanism, or mystical journeys, or my books. It's all about empowering people and helping them be free, making them aware of their beauty, their who they really are, and that, you know, we are all more beautiful, more powerful, more intelligent, wiser than we ever will know. And it's very important to remember that. And I'm blessed and grateful and honored to have all those tools at my disposal. And I try to use them to make people aware of their power and to start to bloom into their truth and to know what that truth is.
How do you go about doing that? Like, yeah, you know, at some point you have to engage. What does that look like?
You know, people will come to me usually because of challenges they're experiencing or because they want to know themselves better. But usually it's more because they're going through some difficult period in their lives, or there's events that are occurring in their life that they don't understand, or they want to heal something, you know, their past. It could be a trauma, it could be, you know, a bad relationship, it could be trying to get out of a job they hate and trying to figure out what is the right career for them. Usually it revolves a lot around love and money.
Love and money. And a lot of—
And it also revolves also a lot about destiny. You know, why am I here? What am I doing here? What is my life purpose? You know, what is it that I'm made for? What is my perfect career? Where should I live? You know, those kinds of questions. And astrology gives very, very specific answers to those questions. And it's very unique to each person, which is exciting. So, you know, as I was saying when we got cut off, is that we are at a portal right now of two eclipses. One that the lunar eclipse that started on that happened on the 31st of January 2018, and the solar eclipse that will happen on February 15, and they are happening in the axis of Leo and Aquarius, which is a very important axis because it is about balancing the head and the heart, balancing technology and intuition, balancing, you know, all the advances of science with our consciousness. And how do we not become enslaved by all this technology? How do we continue to listen to our heart? How do we continue to be open-hearted and generous and compassionate towards others and creative and manifesting our uniqueness? So, and it's also about rebellion against anything that's limiting our freedom, our ability to be our truth. So it's really a time where there can be obviously a lot of social unrest, but it's also a time where we have to stay quite leveled because, of course, you know, if we listen or we start to to follow the news. We're going to be elated one day, depressed another, and we're never going to see the end of it. And it's very important at this time that we focus on the blue sky and the sun shining above the clouds, that we don't get caught up in the ups and downs. And being detached from that does not mean that we are not interested in what is happening, or that we don't feel concerned by what's happening, but that we remain in this place of wisdom, and we come from a place of wisdom and a place of knowing that we need, as Gandhi said, to be the change we want to see in the world. And we need to dream the world we want into being. And it's beautiful, like, you know, artists are doing that, you are doing that with your CD and the beautiful, inspiring lyrics of your songs. You know, there's so many different ways of doing that. And it can be as simple as just, you know, being in loving kindness with others, being helpful, being compassionate, being tolerant, listening, and just being, and just knowing that a presence makes a difference. And each one of us, we don't need to be famous on stage, writing books and traveling the world. We can do that in our own community, in our own neighborhood, in our own house. And this is what is being required. And this lunar eclipse and this solar eclipse are really, because eclipses are always times where our lives change. And they change, and the changes that occur, of course, we need to look at somebody's personal chart, which is the picture of the heavens for the moment, the date, and the place they were born. That's as unique as their fingerprints. But on a collective level, where does this fall? You know, where do these eclipses fall? And these are the areas that are going to come in sharp focus for the next 19 years of our lives. So there are several eclipses throughout a year, but it's interesting to see the axis in which they fall, because on a collective level, this is where our awareness needs to be. How do we balance the human spirit with advancing technology, and technology that's becoming so overwhelming everywhere? You can spend hours on the phone dealing with some organization and having to press 1 and press 2 and press 3 until you finally, after 2 hours, get to talk to someone, you know? Right. And how do you stay calm and patient and remain really, you know, connected to your intuition, to your own heart, to your spirit? It's very easy to get crazed by what's going on around us. And we have to be very careful not to fall prey to that. And that's what this eclipse is talking about.
Yeah, well, I've felt a little bit of the ups and downs of it. I have definitely felt some ups and downs of it. I was like, what was that? Well, where's my calmness right now? It's like, whatever.
It's not so easy, because, you know, we really have to make a conscious effort to slow down, relax, smell the roses, even though the pace is becoming fast and furious around us. And of course, there's the demands of life, of making money, of paying our rent, of dealing with all the administrations. And so it's really, how do we keep our balance in the middle of all that? And we have to remember to breathe, remember to go back to our hearts, and remember, is this really me? Is this really what I want? Is this really what my intuition is telling me? You know, people sometimes tell me, oh, well, what do I know? You know, everybody knows. We know. And we need to start listening to, if it doesn't feel quite right, it isn't right, period. Mm-hmm. You know, may not be able to logically explain why, but who cares? It's not right, it's not right. And even if we can't explain why, or we can't logically understand why, eventually we will understand why we had that feeling. And we need to remember to stay connected to our truth. It's very, very important, and more important than ever, because there's so many distractions. You know, it's so interesting. You search something on Google, okay, and then all of a sudden you have like those thousands of articles that come right in your face that have nothing to do with what you were researching, and lead you to something else. And 3 hours later, you've seen and read 2,000 articles that are absolutely unrelated and uninteresting with regard to what you were first researching, that it's like, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very important to stay focused. It's very important to not be sidetracked, because these days it's extremely easy to get sidetracked. It's extremely easy to get distracted and to feel that our lives are filled with all sorts of stuff, but in the end, we really haven't been doing anything or empowering ourselves or learning anything of any real value. And we also have to be discriminative, and that's also what this eclipse is talking about, because there's a lot of false information out there. There's a lot of little gems that are hidden in the middle of a lot of junk. And what is true, what is not true, what is real, what is not real, you know? Everybody now is talking, and the internet is filled with all sorts of articles about pretty much everything. But, you know, whom do we trust, and what is really of value, and what is actually totally misleading us?
Right.
So this is really the challenge that these two eclipses are bringing to light in a very sharp manner. And I think we're living absolutely magical times, but they're also very dangerous times. And we have to stay very grounded, very mature, very responsible. And we have to really honor ourselves and know what we know, and not, you know, diminish ourselves or belittle ourselves in any way.
Right.
And at the same time, not be arrogant, because it's not about ego either, but being clear on who we are and what we're capable of and what is right and what is not right, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. Well, because I'm a Leo, do you think this eclipse has been, like, I think I've mentioned it a couple of times, what is going on?
I think it's very good. I mean, for both Leo and Aquarius, and especially if those Aquarians who have their birthday on the 15th of, I'm sorry, I was holding a stone that fell. On the 15th of February, or just the 14th or the 16th, that's going to be a major year of tremendous, tremendous changes. So it's very important. But for Leos, because it's the opposite sign, it's also even more stressing the importance of creativity. So it's great that you release your CD just in that portal, because mm-hmm. that's definitely going to empower the work you've done, and it's going to really bring you into limelight in major ways and be the crowning of all your work. It's definitely a time that will empower Leos in a very big way. I had a lady, probably a Leo, wrote to me an email the other day after reading my book, Astrology for Enlightenment, and she was outraged because she said, you know, Leos are represented, I beg to differ, because you represent Leos as pussycats, but actually they are the roaring lion and ferocious, huge. And it was a one-page letter, and it was actually delicious, that letter, and I wrote her back thanking her for that and saying that I definitely make some changes in future editions of my book. I think Leo is a very misunderstood sign, because a lot of people always think of Leo as the arrogant Leo, but actually Leo is the king, and is definitely the king of all the animals, and has great pride and great beauty. But it's also a sign that has, I would say, some insecurities, and needs to be admired, needs to be told they're beautiful and powerful and amazing, because they're not 100% convinced about it themselves. So they need to hear that from others. So it's not about me flattery at all. It's really about, you know, a sense of who am I. And but Leo is a beautiful sign. There's tremendous warmth in Leos, and it's ruled by the sun, and it's ruled by, you know, and it rules the heart. So it's definitely a very shining, glamorous, ferocious sign.
Yes.
All right. Michelle, or Roxanne's very happy right now.
Oh, good. Great.
Yes.
Yeah. And actually, Leos have usually a mane. They have like hair, like that glorious hair. It's a mane of.
I have a blue mane right now.
Oh, I like that. You're right, walking into your opposite Aquarius.
Right? I really like the blue hair. It's working for me. I like it.
Great.
Yeah.
It's very, very well.
It's fun. Very fun. I don't know what the contractors think, but I don't really care.
Well, I actually admire people who go with pink and green, and I think I'm not that daring, but I think it's really very inspiring.
Right. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Life is just like, wow.
It is.
It really is.
It is. And there's going to be, I mean, this year is actually a very interesting year also, because we're going to have Uranus entering Taurus in May, on May 16, 2018. And we'll go all the way till the 5th of November, 2019. And then it's going to start again, and this time stay for good between March 7, 2019 and July 7th, 2025. And this is a pretty incredible period, because it could bring some major changes in the financial system, the way it's organized. It could make people more aware of how they can achieve financial freedom for themselves, and how in certain ways they can beat the system or not be enslaved by the system anymore. And that could bring to the surface either new currencies, it could bring, you know, corruptions, I mean, could be revealed in major ways. There's really going to be a new understanding of money, how to create abundance, how we can create our abundance with our thoughts and the way we focus our thinking. Because I've always said that scarcity is actually the result of a mental disease, really, where we are not, we're thinking in terms of limitations rather than in terms of abundance. And we are thinking in terms of hard work instead of what do I love doing, and how can I create my financial freedom and security by doing what my heart dictates, rather than having a quote-unquote normal job and a salary and all that, which is, if you think about it, not that secure these days anyway, you know?
Right.
So that's going to be a time where people are going to start thinking very differently about money, and are going to be using money differently, and are going to also question, where does my money go? Do I really need, you know, all the subscriptions? Do I really need two cars? Do I really need, you know, that many clothes? Do I really need all these books? Do I really need all this technology? You know, I mean, people are going to start becoming a little more, and it's not cautious, but a little more efficient. And that's also a time where people are going to be tapping more into their inner resources, their inner gifts, their talents, their uniqueness. We could see also the emergence of some very original inventions, and also earth technologies that help heal the earth, or are using earth energies or solar energies in ways that create you know, the power or the electricity or the warmth that we need. So that's going to be a very interesting time. And Uranus is never gentle. Uranus, it's always like lightning striking and opening the sky in a blinding light, and we see what's there, and then we have to sort of, you know, go about and find our way through the light that has revealed what mm-hmm. was going on. But it's a time of revolution. It's a time of freedom. It's a time, I mean, Uranus just turns everything over. You know, it's like Christ in the temple turning the tables over and saying, enough, you merchants have nothing to do here, and get out, you know?
Right, right.
It's never a gentle action. It's always an exciting, unexpected, you know, life-changing action that happens completely suddenly and out of the blue. So, and also Uranus is very much related to earthquakes, which, and in Taurus, which is a very as earth sign as can Earth can get, it could also mean that there could be sudden, you know, earth changes that in places that have never seen those kinds of events. And there could be, you know, it could be happening suddenly that Mother Earth gets fed up of certain, you know, wounds that are being inflicted to her and reacts, you know, and says enough. So there could be also some big, you know, earth changes occurring totally unexpectedly and totally unusual places, and that are also going to wake us up to what are we doing to Mother Earth, you know? Are we really, how are we dishonoring her? How are we using and abusing her? And what are the consequences of that?
Right. Wow. Well, it's about time that people really paid more attention to what they're doing to Mother Earth anyway. And that's I think that a lot of people are more now than they did before. But there's still those.
Yes, but not enough, you know.
Not enough, yeah.
Not enough. Well, Michelle, thank you.
Yeah,
for taking the time to talk to us.
I love it.
I think we're at the limit of what we can do in an hour-long show, though.
Darn it.
This was enjoyable.
It's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Jenny, I can't believe
it. I was taking notes.
She was. Her eyes were open this time.
I'm like, yep,
yes.
Yep. Okay, yeah, yep, yeah. Yep. I can use that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been very enlightening.
For you.
So it's been very enlightening, Michelle. And can you just tell us again how we can find you?
Yeah, yeah. How can people find you?
My website, Michelle, MichelleKaren. That's my name, michellekaren.com. And my email, Michelle, with two L-E, at michelle2lekaren.com. And yeah, so I hope you come with us to Peru. You would both love that.
I want to. Sure. I want to.
And I also have this trip to Israel, Jordan, and Palestine that I'm very excited again, also about, because we'll go to some very sacred sites that are all Christians, Muslim, and Jewish. So we'll really do the whole reconnecting the dots of the ancient world, as it was in very ancient times, and go to places like Petra, like, you know, very, very special places. Wow. So,
wow.
Yes.
I want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
You can go, but, you know, you're going to have to go on your own time, Roxanne.
You'll miss me when I'm gone.
I won't.
Don't pretend.
No,
like
I'll be
won't.
Going with you. So you've okay. been listening right. to...
That's the right answer.
You've been listening to the Rebel Witch Show. I am One Sultry Dana.
And I'm Roxanne, your renegade Rebel Witch. And we've had the most beautiful time with Michelle Caron. And if you guys really want a real reading, get a hold of her, man. I'm telling you, she is amazing. She can steer you right out of the darkness.
Yeah, I feel like I've lost a bit of emotional or, I don't know, mental baggage just talking to her in the last hour. So that's pretty cool, actually.
I know. She's magical.
She is magical.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. Still.